This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To be in depth here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to the 23rd of June. Is it 23rd or the 24th, Kenny? No, I don't think it is
24th.
Yes, okay. Hanga bunga. One day flies into the next, into the next, into the next. So the essence of where we are and what we're doing here, the good guys and the good day force, thinking about what's going on in Iraq from the White House. President Obama announcing the U.S. will deploy up to 300 U.S. military advisors to Iraq, as well as set up a joint operations center in an effort to aid the Iraqi government in its ongoing efforts to collect intelligence and to aid its military forces in the battle to push back advancing Islamic militants. Now, Ken Kessler, who monitors our social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. There have to be a lot of people who are clearing their minds and their thoughts when it comes to the response in the White House. These turbulent weeks in Iraq, militants from the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria seizing all these cities, all the key territories as they push forward. The capital of Baghdad is challenged. Mr. Kerry has gone to Baghdad. And so what's the outcome of that? Or more importantly, the people who are listening and have strong feelings about this, what are some of the strong feelings?
Ryan says we should have never been there to begin with, and it doesn't matter if we spend 10 more years or a century, that part of the world always has and always will be in turmoil. Just like many soldiers in Vietnam died for nothing, so did soldiers in Iraq. It's sad but true.
If you were a soldier in Iraq, how do you feel about that overview? 888-302-3684, or you can comment on the same space that that person did. How many women are weighing in on this issue versus men? More often than that, well, because we have a lot of women listening to this program, I wonder out loud sometimes how some of these issues are viewed differently. I know that they are, but I wonder how and to what extent there's any difference in opinion depending on your sex, Kenny.
The comments look about half and half, male and female. Connie says, not all countries can accept the freedom and rules of the USA. We should leave them alone and get out of their country, and we should stop giving them aid. Why give aid to people that don't like us?
The president said, American forces will not be returning to combat in Iraq, but we will help Iraqis as they take the fight to the terrorists and to overcome terrorism. Mr. Obama hasn't been so good, as a lot of things have been chronicled lately. Looking back over the last, 6 years that he's been president, things he said versus things that he did, and they are not, as a matter of fact, most often they are not the same. They're exactly the opposite. So when he says American forces will not be returning to combat in Iraq, what do you think? Airstrikes, not ruled out. President noting that there are U.S. naval assets that are currently in place in the water off Iraq. Military targets could be identified as they gather more intelligence. Where are they getting the intelligence? I always wonder about that. Where is this intelligence coming from? Is it our people? Is it the Iraqis? Is it some third party? Who's there gathering intelligence? Excuse me.
Chloe O'Brien.
Chloe's doing it, yeah. Well, listen, she took care of the drone, saved President Heller. Oh, sorry, Michael. Heller's still alive. You pretty much figured that out, though, last week when, as a distraction here for just a second, you said that when the 24, when it came back on, the logo came back on, there was no music. That always, and the listeners caught on that. Some of the comments that were on Twitter suggested that because there was no music, that means he wasn't dead.
Actually, the opposite. There was the regular 24 music. And lots of people, in fact, you can probably still do searches on Silent Clock. It was a big thing. A lot of people went, hey, when somebody significant on 24 dies, they give them the respect with a silent outro, and it just shows the 24 logo and the numbers ticking, but there's no noise. But last week, when that drone missile hit Wembley Stadium, there was the familiar ticking sound, the regular thing, the way every episode ends.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of people said, hey, that must mean he's not dead.
Uh-huh. Well, that may or may not be the case, but under any circumstances, it's pretty compelling stuff. Not that it has anything to do with Iraq, although drones, one wonders, how many drones, do we know what the drone situation is over Iraq or in that part of the world? Or do we, I'm now maybe convinced because of 24, these things are all over the place and they aren't that well monitored or controlled.
I haven't seen anything about drones in Iraq. I would certainly be more interested in them using that than sending our soldiers back in again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I haven't seen anything about it, at least not yet. And this may be the kind of thing where we don't know until it happens.
888-302-3684. Email to Ken or Doug at DougStephan.com. So in a moment, Pamela Falk, who is a CBS News foreign affairs analyst who's based at the United Nations in New York, will report to us on some of the things that she's been writing on some of the blogs, as a matter of fact. She comes to us with a lot of good credentials, staff director of a U.S. Congressional Subcommittee of the House of Representatives, looking into this. The House of Representatives, especially now it's controlled by Republican, not now. I wonder, with McCarthy being the new second banana, if that'll change the way the Republicans act or react to some of these things, Kenny. What do you think?
I don't know. You got to wonder with elections coming up. I think that will decide how they react.
Mm-hmm. All right. Pam Falk joins us here on Good Day in just a matter of moments as we go more in-depth into what's going on in Iraq.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Now just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
Here's something for all of you men who are listening who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Stephan, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried in Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Sam Adams Summer Ale season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams Summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Must be a pretty awesome ass. Responsibly.
All right, 16 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, Monday on the air. Pamela Falk is a CBS News analyst, and the focus on Iraq continues as we try to figure out, we, I guess collectively, all of us who are not only in America but elsewhere, try to figure out what the heck is going on or what to do. Pamela, and over the weekend, what's the latest development?
Well, the latest development is that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry flew to Baghdad to urge the government there of Nouri al-Maliki, the prime minister, to try to bring together the political opponents so some kind of political settlement can be made. He is in Baghdad now, and that's at the same time that this Sunni group, the militant group ISIS, has taken over more cities, has taken over border crossings with Jordan and Syria, and there are some reports that they've actually entered Jordan. So this is this group that wants to create what they call a caliphate. In other words, not only take over huge chunks of Iraq, but also neighboring countries. And so this is a very difficult situation. It's very serious. The Iraqi army that U.S. spent $25 billion on seems to be putting down their arms and running it at every chance that they're confronted, and that's because these guys are so well armed.
Is there any way we could have seen this coming? There are a lot of people who are criticizing the administration because it appears that all of our intelligence didn't work.
Well, it's Monday morning quarterbacking, wrong season, but the reality is that that's a big debate right now. President Obama says this is a medium and long-term threat, and in a bit of a response to former Secretary of State Clinton's comment that she would have armed the moderate opposition in the early days in Iraq, he said that that was a fantasy, that there was a moderate opposition that could have overtaken these extremist jihadists. But and there are a lot of people that feel that Maliki is not capable of including any kind of Sunni government. Now, this group, by the way, Doug, it's Saddam Hussein groups, it's Sunni extremists, it's people, it's al-Qaeda splinter groups, and they're taking over cities, including Mosul, where they raided the bank. So they have somewhere between 500 million and $1 billion and all of the arms that U.S. left behind with the Iraqi government. So it's very difficult, and there's a great debate about whether this could have been prevented. And it almost seems like the U.S. feels its hands are somewhat tied in stopping it at this point.
And under the circumstances, if we had left some troops there, Monday morning quarterbacking again?
It would have been better to leave some troops in order to, a lot of people seem to think, there were quite a few different voices, Republican and Democrat, on Face the Nation this weekend, feeling that it would have at least prevented some of these takeovers of major cities in Iraq. However, the Maliki government was incapable and would not allow a status of forces agreement that would have protected American troops. So again, President Obama's hands were somewhat tied at this point. Things went too far. So whether or not they could have been solved in the early days is the point of debate. But right now, the U.S. is confronting a very, very dangerous situation in the Middle East. At the same time, and I don't want to mix apples and oranges, but the U.S. border is being flooded with immigrants and not a lot of enforcement, and that's the big fear, is that any kind of jihadist could come over into the homeland.
Pamela Falk, CBS News analyst, here on Good Day.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems?
Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Listening to this, what the number one movie was of this past weekend. Crank it up, Richie. I was taken back, frankly. I went to see the Broadway version of Jersey Boys and didn't remember learning what I learned by watching the movie, whether it was just presented differently.
I think there was a little bit of creative flexibility, license in the movie.
Oh, I don't think so. That's not what I read. I think it was more that they dug into. Why do you say that? What makes you think?
We were talking last week about how some of the critique of the movie was that they made it this edgy, kind of deeper, darker story. Well, not as fun and light as the, even though the Broadway play has some heavy moments in it, not as fun and light as the Broadway play.
Well, fun and light are fun and light. But if you're really going to tell the story, there's a lot of stuff in here that was pretty rough. I mean, the movie's rated R. I was surprised, frankly. I thought there would be, you know, because of the music and because of what I remember about this story from before, it was much edgier, as you're suggesting, Richie, the way it was portrayed and how you learned about the vagaries of not only Frankie Valli's life, but the other people.
Bob Gaudio,
and what he was all about, Bob Crewe. I mean, these are all people that were part of my experience as a disc jockey in the 60s and 70s. You don't have any other songs besides this one?
This didn't do too well at the box office this weekend.
Really? It was number one movie.
It was number four, wasn't it?
Four. Wasn't it? What I just see it. It took in $30 million. But I not having access to stuff, I thought it was...
It was Think Like a Man 2. That was number one.
Really? What was number two? Did I get that story? Box office.
Jump Street was number two.
It got beat by Jump Street.
And How to Train Your Dragon 2 was number three.
Say it again, Kenny.
How How to Train Your Dragon 2 was number 3. Jersey Boys was number 4.
Yeah. Eastwood. I'll be damned. Right. Got me by a dragon cartoon.
13. All right. So I saw 30 million, but it must have been looking. I haven't been able to look at numbers of the right stuff. 30 million was Think Like a Man. Oh, I was thinking Walk Like a Man. Where's that song, Reggie?
Walk Like a Man. You
Walk
want
Like
that?
A Man. Yeah.
I think
right.
I just. Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't do that. Here.
Whether it was. The thing, well, maybe because some of the critics didn't like the fact that it wasn't a soft story, if that's what you're thinking. I didn't know really what to expect when I went into the movie. I thought the fellow who played Frankie Valli did a great job. As a matter of fact, I think all the characters, Christopher Walken was very good.
He's good in everything.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah.
And he's now at the point where he's playing Christopher Walken.
He plays Christopher Walken all the time, right?
Yeah.
There's not much difference between this movie and more cowbell.
No.
It's
whatever.
Pretty much the same character.
Stuff. Yeah, right. Yeah. But anyway, what I think a lot of people realize, I said this to Meredith while we were sitting there, she didn't realize that the second most popular group of the rock era behind the Beatles are the Four Seasons. The Four Seasons have sold more records than any other American group ever. Ever.
Monster hits, too.
Monster hits, one on top of the other. So, it's interesting to see how the movie played out. 28 after on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
In today's rapidly changing healthcare environment, are healthcare providers really keeping patients well informed about costs? I'm Risa Jill Miller. According to a recent National TransUnion Healthcare Survey, only 25% of Americans are offered pre-treatment cost estimates by healthcare providers, despite growing demand for this information. The survey also shows that while many Americans are paying closer attention to healthcare costs, only 12% of Americans find it very easy to get cost information before receiving medical care. TransUnion Healthcare Senior Vice President Dave Wojcinski.
Today's cost-aware consumer has a greater expectation that providers will offer upfront cost estimates and timely and accurate post-treatment bills. With consumers placing more emphasis on billing and payment when evaluating quality of care, it's imperative that providers have the technology and processes to meet consumer demand.
For more on TransUnion survey and healthcare developments across the country, visit transunionhealthcare.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone. Let these wheels spin round, baby. It's time to take us some time.
No wheels spinning here. Latest information from around the country and around the world in a conversational way. That's the short stop at the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In depth, the overview of what's going on with the children and immigration. Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen. Ken's monitoring social media. I have an interesting, if not compelling, I don't know if interesting even is the right word for this, Kenny. This past week has seen the FBI and local, state, and federal law enforcement partners, and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children conducting Operation Cross Country. This was a week-long enforcement action that culminated over the weekend to address commercial child sex trafficking all over our country. Looking at a map of the country and where all of this took place, Birmingham, Knoxville, Milwaukee, Newark, Phoenix, Portland, San Diego, St. Louis, among other cities, where this past week's operation included enforcement actions across 54 FBI field offices, resulted in 168 recoveries of children who were being victimized through prostitution. Imagine anything as disgusting as this. 281 pimps were arrested as well. Targeting and harming America's children through commercial sex trafficking is a heinous crime with serious consequences, said the director of the FBI, James Comey. He went on to say every child deserves to be safe and sound. Through targeted measures like Operation Cross Country, we can end the cycle of victimization. How many of you are even aware of how much child sex trafficking there is? This is one of the grossest, one of the most horrible things. The
Assistant Attorney General for Criminal Division in the Department of Justice said, quote, they fear, enforce, and treat children as commodities of sex sold over and over and over and over and over again. So the operation, according to government spokespersons, puts traffickers behind bars, rescues children from the nightmare. That sounds all well and good, and is certainly among the things, from my point of view anyway, that we ought to be spending a whole lot more time on. But it doesn't get a lot of press coverage, and I wonder, as a person who spends a lot of time examining what's going on, Kenny, why it is that this, even the overview, I'm looking at Albany, Albuquerque, let's see here, Anchorage, those of you listening in Alaska, three pimps were arrested up there. In Atlanta, 11 children were recovered. 15 pimps were arrested there. In Baltimore, there were two juveniles recovered, five pimps arrested. In Birmingham, there were, see here, three pimps arrested, one child was recovered. Buffalo, two juveniles recovered. Chicago, 13 recovered, four pimps arrested there. 12 pimps arrested in Cleveland, 16 children were rescued. One in Columbia, South Carolina. Two pimps arrested there. In Dallas, two children, and two pimps in Denver. 18 children. Wow, what's going on there? 11 pimps. Detroit, five. Six pimps arrested. El Paso, one pimp arrested. Four children rescued and four pimps arrested in Houston. Indianapolis, numbers the same there. In Jackson, Tennessee, 19 pimps were arrested and charged with trafficking in minors. Good God. Kansas City, seven pimps arrested. Two children recovered. Seven in Las Vegas, two pimps were arrested there. Little Rock, look at these numbers as they go across the country here. Five pimps arrested there, two children recovered. In L.A., 10 children recovered, 12 pimps arrested. Louisville, four pimps arrested there. Five in Memphis, where two were recovered. Those of you listening, KWAM, what do you think of that? Miami, three children rescued, four pimps arrested. In Milwaukee, wow, there's another one. 12 pimps there, six children were rescued.
Wow.
Minneapolis, the ratio is 1 to 9. One child was rescued, nine pimps. So if they only found one and there are nine pimps involved in this, you got to think that there are a whole lot more. I mean, the other side of it, the downside of this is, if there are nine pimps, they got to be more than one child involved in this. In Newark, eight pimps were arrested. Only one child recovered. New Haven, one child and one pimp. 17 pimps arrested in New Orleans. And they found three children. Come on. Three and three in New York City. Norfolk, one pimp arrested. Oklahoma City, 14 pimps arrested. Only two children recovered there. Omaha, two pimps arrested, one child recovered. No children recovered in Philadelphia, but two pimps were arrested. Phoenix, 21 pimps arrested, five children recovered.
Wow.
That's got to be Phoenix lately, not getting good publicity between the VA and that screw-up and this kind of stuff. There has to be a component of children coming in from across the border in this, Kenny. Has to be. When you look at the West Coast city, Sacramento, seven pimps arrested, nine children were rescued. Same in San Antonio. San Diego, where you are, two. Was there much local coverage of this in San Diego?
You know, after when you mentioned San Diego at the beginning, when you were going through that, I thought, God, I haven't heard anything. And I just, real quick, as you were reading some of the other cities, I went to several of the news sites here, the local paper and also some of the TV news stations. I don't see a word one about this.
I'm looking at, on Facebook, we've got 1,000 posts, and on Twitter, 318 focused on this. Tampa, eight children recovered, three pimps arrested. Let's see here. Seattle, four. And four children, 13. San Francisco, 13 pimps arrested and six children rescued. So I got to believe that there's a whole lot more in terms of the list of children. Is it better to recover the children? I guess this is sort of where the rubber meets the road. Is it more important to recover the children or to arrest the pimps? 888-302-3684. And if you're on... See, this is one of the things. This is why I like being able to dig around in some of this stuff in this hour of the program, because there are a lot of things that we run across here that don't necessarily make the top five stories of the day or even the top 10 stories of the day for conversational purposes. But yet, this is a very important, very important story. Look at all of the children being targeted and sold for sex in our country. This is not supposed to go on in our country. To date, the FBI and its task force partners have recovered 3,600 children, 1,450 convictions of pimps, lengthy sentences, 14 life terms, and the seizure of $3 million in cash. So these things begin as local enforcement actions. They target truck stops, casinos, websites that advertise dating or escort services, and officers work in their various jurisdictions. They get tips. Initial arrests are often violations of local and state laws relating to prostitution or solicitation. So for those of us who think that we ought to legalize prostitution in our country, I guess this gives us something else to think about as to how it might apply. The innocence of these children, a lot of them, though, are coming, these children are coming in from other countries as well. So it's good in this circumstance. You hear me doing a lot of complaining about the government. I'm not complaining about this at all. Speaking of this, John Justice from our affiliate KQTH in Tucson with us in a moment to talk specifically about what's going on in Tucson when it comes to the illegal immigration problem. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Join the Good Day gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
This line's boring.
Whoa. Talking super excited.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Gets them every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
A Turkitarian is anyone who can't get enough of delicious Butterball turkey. You might be a Butterball Turkitarian if any of the following apply to you. You use wishbones to wish for more turkey. When people call you a turkey, you take it as a compliment. After you eat your Butterball Turkey burger, you miss it terribly. You think the best place to store a Butterball Turkey deli sandwich is in your mouth. Your ideal serving size of turkey is infinity. If this describes you, join other Turkitarians at Butterball.com and get an instant coupon now. That's Butterball.com.
Repairing potholes is quick and easy with SACCREATE US Cold Patch. SACCREATE US Cold Patch is a high-performance patching material made with more than 95% recycled materials and can be used in wet or dry applications in any temperature. There's no oily mess or VOCs, and it's odorless. For long-lasting pothole repairs, count on SACCREATE US Cold Patch. To see why SACCREATE is the choice of pros since 1936, visit SACCREATE.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside.
Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
With Rich and Jennifer and Kenny, we now welcome John Justice, who's the fellow who follows us on the air at KQTH in Tucson. John has... First, are you related to Larry?
No, I'm not related to Larry.
Do you know who Larry Justice is? Did you ever hear of him before I just mentioned his name?
No, I know a Dave Justice, but I'm not related to him either.
Really? All right, well, Larry's a big... it was a Boston radio guy.
Buford Justice.
I like it.
Yeah, Buford T. Justice. Are you related to him?
Anybody, come on.
I'm Justice of the Tucson Justices.
All right. As long as there's justice then in Tucson. So then we come around to the... Is there justice in the way all these immigrants are being handled? Why is this blown up all of a sudden? This has been going on for a long time, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, this particular situation that we're in now with these transfers of these children, we have not dealt with before. You know, I've been doing radio here in Southern Arizona and covering the immigration issue for the past 7 years, and we've never dealt with anything like this as it relates to children being housed in Border Patrol facilities. So this is something that none of us really expected, and, you know, the immigration situation is one that everybody has an opinion on, but when you bring in juveniles into the mix, especially the sheer volume that we're dealing with, that's what's caused this story to erupt in the past few weeks.
Why don't you just quickly explain in a few seconds what actually is happening and what has been happening and where you've been on the lines there. I've seen a couple of pictures of you actually in these locations where all of these children are being housed. What the heck is going on?
Well, long story short is that over the course of about the past year and a half, 2 years, individuals coming up from Central America have been flooding into the Rio Grande Valley in Texas. They're going into that particular port in Texas, geographically speaking, because it's the closest location. There are varying different theories as to why it's happening, but it's happening. In Rio Grande at McAllen Air Force Base, over the course of the past year, they've simply become overcrowded in detaining these Central American children because our laws relate differently to kids coming in to the country illegally from Central America than Mexico. We can't just send them back. So what happened was, once McAllen reached sort of their limit, their capacity, Texas, via the federal government's request, began shipping these children to Arizona, and specifically our Nogales Border Patrol facility, because they have a huge warehouse there that would be able to house a good majority of these kids while they wait to transfer them to family members in other parts, or guardians or parents in other parts of the country.
So now bring us, we've got about a minute and a half here, bring us up to date as to now that you've given us a good overview of the situation, what the next step is. I'm looking at John McCain acting like this the first time he ever heard about this. Are the politicians the problem?
No, I think part of the problem is the policies that we have. I mean, our laws are being upheld. I don't think anybody ever expected that we would have to deal with this many children coming across the border over this period of time. So that's why you've seen President Barack Obama say, we're going to send the majority of them back. Joe Biden going to Guatemala to try to speak to the Central American country saying, hey, don't come up here right now. It caught a lot of us off guard here. But it's a problem that's been building up and building up for a bit of time now, and nobody really knows the best way to handle it.
What kind of money is this costing the taxpayer?
Billions. Billions. And it's going to get even more expensive. We're having to shelter these children. We are also having to feed them, give them health screenings, and then we're paying for their transportation around the country. And when you're talking about 130,000 kids over the course of the next year, the tax dollars are just going to build up as we deal with the situation.
So as things change, maybe we'll call upon you from time to time to give us an update. John Justice is from our affiliate KQTH in Tucson about this immigration problem as it relates to youngsters. 21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
They are the authority when it comes to inexpensive travel, especially air travel, cruises, that sort of thing. So we get an update on what the travel picture looks like for now, the here and the now and the future. If you're planning on traveling late this summer or in the fall, Tom, I'm sure, will have a few good ideas. His program, or part of the program, brought to you by the folks at Super 8. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Destination Super.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Netflix recently signed deals with Comcast and Verizon to improve streaming quality for its customers. There's still work to be done, though, and streaming quality can often be shaky. Netflix wants you to know what's wrong if you have a less than good stream, which is why it updates its monthly speed index to show off the best and worst ISPs for streaming. But did you know you can test your Netflix performance in real time? There's an 11-minute video on Netflix called Example Short that's made up of a series of unconnected clips. To test your connection, start this video and keep your eye on the numbers in the top left-hand corner of the screen. These numbers represent the bitrate and resolution of the video in real time. The numbers will start out low, but should gradually get better as the stream buffers. The higher and steadier these numbers, the better your Netflix performance is. Unfortunately, if the numbers aren't up to your standards, there's not much you can do other than change internet providers. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Doug Stevens, good day with Doug.
I never knew whether it was ketchup, K-E-T-C-H-U-P, or catsup, C-A-T-S-U-P.
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
Rich McFadden.
This is why we rule the earth.
Yes, it is.
Because your cows or our dogs have never been able to figure out how to make car parts out of tomatoes.
Doug Stevens, good day. The show that NASA would call a controlled crash.
No drama, just information here. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com with an overview of, first, the fly drive packages that are around. These come every fall and every spring when the car rental people are trying to move cars around, right?
Right, and what's unusual about this one is their hertz just extended. It's not much time, folks, but you probably can find a, you know, many places in the country, probably east of the Mississippi, you can probably find a one-way fare to Florida between now and June 30th. Okay, June 30th, and probably around the 140, 150, 160, 170 range, but that's better than paying 300 and some bucks round trip. You pick up a car in Florida, and hertz is one of the car rentals is doing this, and you must drive that car out of Florida. But if you do all that, they'll let you rent a car for $10 a day, and it's not for the chintzy one. It's for a full size car. Matter of fact, when I booked it from on the booking the car for out of Florida on June 30th, that would be the day you pick it up and return it to Dallas. 7 days later, the car. Guess what kind of car they gave me?
A Ford Escort.
Nope. A Chevrolet Impala. So to never remind you of the song Dying Ashore.
See the USA in your Chevrolet.
Yeah. But anyway,
you're dating yourself, pal.
Anyway, but it was $117 for me to rent the car and drop it back off in Dallas. And those are usually four, five, six times higher than that. But, again, if you're looking for a frugal deal to take the kids somewhere, want to still be in Florida the 4th of July, but you can keep the car for 14 days. So if you really want to take your ease way back, you know, you can go and pick it up in Orlando or Fort Lauderdale or Tampa or some of the major airports in Florida, just head it back north. You can see a few things of them. You know, see Savannah, see Atlanta, you know, go up to Washington, D.C. If you're heading to Boston, it'll do the same thing and just stop all the way up because you got 14 days to see the USA in that Chevrolet. So
right.
We love that deal. And I think a family of four would save about an average of $600 to $1,000 for that trip. Yes, you got to pay some gas. And yes, you'll have to get lodging unless you have Aunt Hazel in Atlanta and Aunt June in Charlotte or something like that. But I get up my Rolodex, look up all my family members I haven't seen in a while.
Take a ride. All right, let's see. Remember, I've done this on a couple of occasions. I remember a few years ago doing the presidential libraries during President's Week, and you and I trying to figure out how I can fly from one city. I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan one day and down in Houston the next day. We spent the whole day jumping around, and if I'd had the time, it would have been a lot cheaper to do it in a car. But, boy, that was an interesting thing to put together, a sort of fly-drive tour. I wonder how many people actually are doing that these days.
I don't know. I would say economics. I mean, one-way drops are so expensive. And I'd just say, you know, this is one you want. I think think about it. The kids love to go to Disney World. Pack them up, guys, and save a bunch of money, and you can still make a frugal getaway.
All right, so there it is. Check out details of what you can save as a Doug Steffen listener by going to bestfares.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.